Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Kuf Yotes, the very last daf of Masechtas Bava Metzia. We're at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Kuf Yotes Amud Beis. So the theme of the last parak of the Masechta, Bayis V'Aliyah, discusses two people that live in close proximity to each other. They live in the same house. One person lived in the bayis. The other person lived on the second floor. He lived in the aliyah. Whether Reuven owned the bayis, Shimon owned the aliyah, it has its Shulchan Aruch. If Reuven owns the bayis and the aliyah, Shimon, who's living in the aliyah, is Reuven's tenant. That was the second Mishnah in the Perek. It had its Shulchan Aruch. We had a Mishnah regarding somebody that owned an olive press that was built inside a sela, inside a mountain. On top of the mountain, there was a gina. There is its Shulchan Aruch that governs halachas that can come about. And now we have the final Mishnah, which discusses shtei ginois. There were two gardens, Zu'al Gavzu. One was on top of the other. So it doesn't mean that it was literally on top of the other. But what it means is there was one was higher than the other one was. So there was a wall separating the lower gina from the upper gina. You would have to climb that wall to get from the gina on bottom to the gina on top. Vayarek beintayim. That wall was made of afar, and there were vegetables that were growing out of that wall. And the shaila in the Mishnah is, who owns those vegetables? So the gina on the bottom belongs to Reuven. The gina on top belongs to Shimon. There's a wall separating these two ginois. Again, one is taller than the other. They're yirokos that are growing out of the wall. And the question is, who is the Baal HaYirokos? It belongs to the person that owns the upper gina. Rabbi Yehuda Mishal Tachter. Rabbi Yehuda says it belongs to the person that owns the bottom gina. Amar Rameyer. Rameyer said, I'll prove to you that I'm right. Misvara. Im Yirtza Elyon Likach Es Afroy. En Kan Yerek. Who owns the afar that this Yerek is growing out of? It's the person that lives in the upper gino. It's his offer. And being that it's his offer, certainly the yerokos that are growing out of it should belong to him as well. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, good argument, but I can counter that. Im yirtza hatachtoin, lemalis eskinosoi, en kan yerek. The yerokos themselves are hovering over the ear space of the bottom garden. So that if the owner of the bottom garden would want to fill up his garden to the point where there'd be no place for the yerokos to exist, no place for it to grow, obviously, in Kan Yerek. So, meaning, just like the person that owns the upper gina has some control over the fate of this Yerek, argues Rabbi Yehuda, the person that's living in the lower gina also has some control over the fate of this Yerek. Amar Rameyer. So Rameyer said, I hear you, Rabbi Yehuda, but meyachash shnei michaylum limchayzeh alzeh, being that each one has some sort of koyuch over here, royem mehechon yerek zechai. I think the best way to resolve this issue is, let's see where the yerek is getting its nutrition from where it's being yoinik, and being that it's being yoinik from the afar, and the afar is coming, it's part of the ginos, ha-elyoin, it's for that reason it belongs to the elyoin. I'm Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, I have a third shita, an in-between shita. Kol she-elyoin yochel lifshet es yodav litol hareo shaloi. If it's a yerek that is hanging over the ear space of the lower gina, but the Baal HaGina HaElyon, if he would stretch out, not go into the actual Gina Satachtoin, he'll stay in his Gina, and he'll just bend over to try to get one of the vegetables. If he can get it from his own garden, Hareo Shalai, he gets to keep it. Vashar, everything else, meaning anything that he wouldn't be able to get by just stretching over Shal Tachtoin, that's going to belong to the Tachtoin. So that according to Rameyer, it all belongs to the Elyon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it all belongs to the Tachtoin. According to Rabbi Shimon, it depends. Some are going to belong to the Elyon, some are going to belong to the Tachtoin. Anything that the Baal HaElyon can get by staying in his Rishus and just bending, reaching over to take, that he gets to keep. Anything he can't just bend over, reach over and take, but rather he would have to go into the Tachton's Rishus in order to get it, that he's not going to get. Now what's the methodology behind Shitas Reb Shimon? So Rashi says, because anything that the person that is the owner of the Elyon has to go into the Tachton to get, Afkure Mafkulahu, he's Mafkur, Shegnaihu Loi, Lito Rishus, Likonis, Litoich Shaloi Velokai. It's embarrassing, I'm not sure why, but it's embarrassing for him to have to ask Rishus for the person that owns the garden, HaTachton, sir, is it okay if I enter your gan because I want to get my Yerokos? It's not something he wants to do, and being that he doesn't want to do that, we assume that he was mafkarid, and it's for that reason it belongs to the Takta. Meaning, Rav Shimon seems to be saying that really everything should belong to the Elyon. But being that it's a gnai for him to have to get some of those Yerukos, there's an umdana that he was probably mafkarid. Amar Rava, Rava said, although we have a machloikis tanom, three-way machloikis tanom in our Mishnah, who gets this Yerek that's growing out of the wall that's separating these two ginois, Rava is limiting the machloikis, meaning, with regards to the root of these Yerukos, everybody agrees it belongs to the Elyon. Why? Because it's in the Afar, and the Afar, we said, belongs to the Elyon. Keep thinking about it. Machlekes is regarding the branches or anything else that's hovering over the ear space of the Tachta. Rameir says, Shadi Nefi Basi Ikra. That being that the Ikra, the root, belongs to the Elyon, so we say all the branches, everything that's emanating from it also belongs to the Elyon. No, you don't say that. And even though the Ikra, the root itself, belongs to the Elyon, the knife isn't necessarily going to belong to the Elyon. Then the Gemara says, "Va'azdu l'tamayo," that in fact we find that Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda argue this very machloikis in other contexts in halacha. And the two contexts that the Gemara is going to introduce us to is number one, mekach u'memkar, and number two, the laws of arla. The Tanya, we learned in a braisa, ilon hayoytze min hageza. If there was a tree that was growing out of a tree trunk, u'minashroshim, or out of the roots of a tree, hare elu shabal karka, belongs to the bal karka. The context over there is a Mishnah, Mesachtes Bava Basra, a Mishnah that we actually talked about in some of the more lamdish sugyas in Mesachtes Bava Metzia, and that is, Reuven has a field. In his field, he has trees. He sold one of his trees to Shimon. So the halacha is that Shimon gets the tree, but he doesn't get any karka with it. If he sells him three trees comes along with karka. If he sells him two trees, it's a suffix. This comes into the sugyas of takfu kayin, nafkiminas inyan bikurim, and mikra bikurim. So what happened over here, very simply, was Reuven sold one of his trees to Shimon. So there's no ambiguity. Shimon gets the tree, and only the tree. He doesn't get any karka. Now what happened was, another tree started growing out of the tree that he bought. And the question is, that being that Shimon didn't get any karka, all he got was the tree, so who now is the owner of this second tree that's growing? If that tree is viewed as being, as growing out of the karka, then it's certainly going to belong to the moicher, to the bala karka, because Shimon didn't buy any karka, all he bought was a tree. But if we look at that tree that's growing, as if it's growing out of the tree itself, being that Shimon bought the tree, he would get that second tree as well. So it's a braisa. If this second tree is growing out of the trunk of the tree, or from the shroshim of the tree, we look at it as if it belongs to the balakak. If it's growing out of the geza shel balo ilon, then it belongs to the balo ilon. Meaning, if it's growing out of the tree itself, we look at it as a chelik of the tree. If it's growing out of the roots shel balakak, then it's going to belong to the balakak. What would seem to be the machloikus over here? It would seem that this is Rav Meir l'shitasoi and Rav Yehuda l'shitasoi. Rav Meir, who said in our Mishnah, that shadi noifoi basar ikroi, and being that the ikr of the tree, of the Yerukos in our Mishnah, was in the offer of the Elyon, so we look at the noif as if it's veer as well, so that, so too over here, we're going to view the geza of the tree as if it's really in the offer itself, so that anything that comes from the geza is actually coming from the ground. But whereas Rabbi Yehuda, that looks at the knife independently of the offer, so too in Hilkas Mekach HaMemker, Rabbi Yehuda said that if this second tree is growing out of the tree, we don't necessarily link it all the way to the karka. We could say that it's taka growing from the tree, even though the tree's ikar itself is in the ground, it doesn't matter. So that the halach is going to be that if Shimon bought the tree, he's going to be the owner of this thing that's growing out of the tree. But Tanan Nami, another place where we find a similar machlokes, Ramein, Rabbi Yehuda, Gabi, Arlo, Kegavno, Ilan, Ayetz, Menagez, Menashroshim, same case, somebody owned the tree. And there was a tree that was growing out of his tree, or that's what appears to be going on. So whether it's growing out of the geza, out of the tree trunk, out of the roots of the tree, chay barlo. The halacha is, he's chay barlo. The Rabbi Yehuda says, min hageza potter, if it's growing out of the geza potter, min hashroshim chay, if it's growing out of the shroshim, you're going to be chay. Again, what's the machlokes? Rabbi Meir says that the tree that's growing out of the tree, we really look as if it's growing out of the ground. If it's growing out of the ground, anything that grows out of the ground has arlo. the Orla meter starts ticking all over again. So you're going to have to wait 3 years before you can eat it. The fourth year, it's going to be Ravoy, and only the fifth year, you're going to be able to eat it like a mensch. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says that if it's growing out of the Geza, I look at it as if it's growing out of the tree itself. So that from an Orla perspective, it certainly shouldn't be any worse than the tree. And maybe it'll be taller in what the tree's minion la Orla is. But to look at it as a new independent tree, no. If it's growing out of the Shroshim, yeah. But if it's growing out of the Geza, not. So it seemed to be a third place where we have this same machlokes. And the Gemara says Vitzrichi, as it relates to these two last places, Le'inyan Mekach HaMemkar and Le'inyan Arla, where Amei, Rabbi Yehuda, have this machlokes, an ilan that's growing out of the trunk of a tree. Do we look at it as if it's growing out of the tree? Do we look at it as growing out of the ground? We needed Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda to state their respective positions in both of these contexts. Why? To eat Ashvina Kamaisa, because if we only had it in Yemekah Chememker, I would have said, B'hakam, Rav Yehuda, it's Tafk over there. Rav Yehuda says that when it's growing out of the trunk, we look at it as if it's growing out of the tree, because with regards to Mamayna, maybe that's Rav Yehuda's position, and that's why he said what he said. Aval Gabi Arla, but as it relates to Arla, the Isura, which is Isser, a Mamayda Leila Rav Meir, I would think that maybe he is Mayda to Rav Meir, that we have to be machmer and we have to look at the tree that's growing out of the tree as if it's really going out of the ground, so that it's off limits for the next 3 years, 4 years. You're not going to be able to touch it. Meaning, it could be Rabbi Yehuda's shita really is that if it grows out of the tree, it's growing out of the tree. But in Yonarla, there'd be a svara to say that maybe you'd be machmer. Because Safak Arla, you certainly go lechumra, as opposed to Safak Mamayna. Now, why by Safak Mamayna don't we go lechumra? What happened to all the Leisigzals and all the Isure Mamayna? So we've talked about that. Shufas Chassam Seifer, Rajbi Bava Kamadav Beis. So we've had some fun with that topic. But at the end of the day, we go lechumra when it comes to Isser, when it comes to Mamayna, it's a separate Shulchan Aruch. We don't necessarily say go lechumra. So we need Rabbi Yehuda to state his position, not only by Mamayna, but even by Arla, to show that I'll be Mekel. That's how far I'm happy saying that the Elon that's growing out of the tree is growing out of the tree, not going out of the ground. Because at the end of the day, it's Pashat, that's the way it is. And even in the face of something as chomer as Arla, I'm still going to say my position. And we only had it regarding Arla. So then I would have said, maybe Rav Meir only said his halacha by Arla. But as it relates to Mamayna, I would have thought that maybe he's moided to Rav Yehuda, says the Gemara Tzrichi. That's why we needed to state the machloikis, both le'inyin Mamayna, both le'inyin Arla, lo'idiyacha koicha de Rav Meir, and lo'idiyacha koicha de Rav Yehuda.